Citizens ran for cover as authorities and a presumed member of the Texas Syndicate prison gang got into a brutal firefight less than a mile from the border with Mexico, read the first paragraph of a Breitbart Texas story featured on the Drudge Report this week. The story described how three police helicopters and more than 100 police officers from various agencies, including state police, were involved in an operation to capture Joaquin Cibrian, who was holed up in a house in La Jolla. He's alleged to have been part of a recent murder of a 19-year-old man from Mexico. It turned into the large-scale affair after the suspect opened fire on police, injuring two La Jolla policemen, one of whom required surgery. The whole affair ended with Cibrian beginning the eternal dirt nap. All week, I've read statements from Democrats telling us the border is safe and that Governor Perry shouldn't be calling out National Guard troops to help. Violence happens everywhere and isn't always the result of a porous border, but it is undeniable, at least by sane people, and maybe that doesn't include Democrats, that the poorly controlled border contributes greatly to crime near it and throughout Texas. Take this last bit from the Breitbart story on the shootout. The shootout hit close to home for Clemente Garcia, whose relatives were in the house next door when the shooting started, forcing his relatives to seek refuge and wait for police to rescue them. This is the continuation of the drug violence, Garcia said. Drugs come right through this area all the time, bringing the criminal element, and this was just something that was a matter of time. Those who support a porous border have blood on their hands, as far as I'm concerned. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.